dramas. Today we present The Fatal Party, another in the series of front-page dramas adapted from the pages of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst to Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. The Fatal Party was produced in the New York studios of the General Broadcasting Company and features Warren Hull in the role of Ray Brackett. Whoopee parties. Everybody bent on having the time of their lives, regardless of the cost to themselves or anyone else. Sometimes these people who so seriously strive to have a pleasant evening end up with unpleasant and serious consequences. To illustrate, let us take the story of Ray Brackett. But in order to introduce him, we'll have to take you down to the Gainesburg jail. With him are Ruby Moore and Terry Garson. Ruby is crying, which seems to irritate Ray.
Oh, shut off the waterworks, will you, Ruby? You're enough to give a guy the jitters.
I can't help it, Ray. It's just terrible.
Well, Ballin ain't going to help none.
Leave Ruby alone.
All right, then you tell her to dry up, Terry. It's me that's on the spot, not her.
Looks like we're all in it together. We were all on the party, weren't we?
Yeah.
And now look where we are.
Yeah. Everybody.
Oh, shut up, Ruby.
Lay off Ruby, I tell you. She's my girl.
Well, if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't be where we are now.
You can't blame anybody but yourself for this mess, Ray Bracken.
Oh, no.
No. And just as soon as that lawyer gets here, I'll tell him so.
Yeah, I'll bet you will.
How long we got to stay here, Terry?
You ought to be here any minute now.
But if he don't come pretty quick, I'll go crazy.
There, there. Take it easy, sweetie. Here he is now, Ruby. Here, honey, pull yourself together.
Ray Brackham? That's me. I'm Mr. Horton. Your father has retained me to defend you and your friends, if necessary.
Oh, Mr. Horton, please get us out of here, please.
Now, take it easy, sweet.
Yes, control yourself, Miss Moore, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. This is Terry Garson. Now, let's get down to business.
Well, I can't impress upon you too strongly the fact that you must hold back nothing. Remember, your lives may depend upon it.
Shoot.
Now, start at the very beginning. How did you all happen to meet Pearl Gordon?
Well, Ruby here was the first to meet her.
Yeah, hang the luck.
Well, Miss Moore, suppose you begin the story.
Yes, sir. About a week ago, the boss at the Cozy Corner cafeteria where I worked fired one of the girls and hired Pearl to take her place. I noticed she was kind of quiet and lonely-like, so I tried to make friends with her.
Matter, kid, you're tired?
A little. I'm not used to this yet.
Yes, so I know. You take a tip from me, kid. Don't try to work in them high heels. They'll kill you quicker than picking up the dirty dishes.
Thanks for your advice. I was beginning to wonder if I could ever stand this sort of job. My feet have been so tired and ached so, I haven't been able to sleep nights.
Yeah, same with me when I started in here. What's your name?
Pearl Gordon. What's yours?
Ruby. Ruby Moore. You're a stranger in town, ain't you?
Yes. I've only been here a couple of weeks.
Say, kid, this ain't your line of work. How come you're doing it?
I couldn't get anything else to do.
Me neither. What's your regular line?
I just graduated from business school.
That's a laugh. Spent a couple of years learning to make potholes from a little book and you land a job snatching dirty china.
What did you used to do, Ruby?
Me? I was a nurse girl before the Depression.
Oh.
Now I'm nursing a tray.
Life is funny, isn't it?
I don't see anything funny about it.
I mean, it's all sort of topsy-turvy.
You said it. You know many people in town, Pearl?
No, I don't know anybody.
Pretty lonesome nights, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh. Well, wouldn't you like to have some fun some night?
Sure I would. I'm so tired of sitting up in my room and staring at those four walls. Oh, Ruby. If you ever saw the wallpaper.
I can imagine.
I doubt it. It's like something in a bad dream.
Yeah, I bet. Well, listen, Pearl.
Yeah?
Me and the BF are going to make Ruby next Saturday night. How'd you like to come along, huh?
I'd love to, Ruby. But you know what they say about three being a crowd.
Oh, Terry, you'll get another fella for you and he'll make it a real party. What do you say?
If he can get somebody for me, I'll say yes.
Atta girl. I'll just slip out in the back and call Terry now.
All right.
Gainesburg Garage. Oh, hello, honey. What's under that cute mop of hair? Why, no, of course I don't mind. Maybe I can. What's she look like? Now, you wouldn't kid me, would you, honey? Well, most blind dates are terrible. On the level? Well, I'll ask Ray to go then. I can't now. He's out to lunch. Any minute now. Sure I will, as soon as he comes in. Okay, honey. Goodbye. What a Jane. What a Jane.
Well, Greaseball, how's it going, huh?
Oh, you're back, Ray.
No, you poor sap. I'm down at the post office.
I'll lay off the sarcasm. Say, I got a date for you.
Now, for me, you haven't. I make my own.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Seriously, Ray, I got a swell number all set for you for Saturday night.
Nothing doing. Say, did them new piston rings come in yet?
No, they'll be in this afternoon. Now, listen, Ray. On the level, this is something too good to pass up.
Yeah? Who says so?
The GF.
Ruby?
Who else?
Well, there's something screwy about it for sure, then.
Well, what do you mean, Ray?
Well, any time a good-looking dame like Ruby digs up a blind, somebody can't see straight. I never seen a good looker bring any heavy competition around.
Well, I know how you feel. But, gee, I buzz Ruby's special about her. She swears she's a knockout.
That's still nothing doing with me, pal. Besides, I got me something lined up now for Saturday night.
Oh, shucks. You got a date for Saturday night, honest?
Well, I ain't got a date yet, but I got one in view.
Well, this is something new Ruby's got lined up. A girl who's just started working at the Cozy Corner.
Hey, what's that? The new girl at the Cozy Corner?
Hey, why the sudden interest?
Oh, boy, why didn't you say so in the first place? That's the girl I had my eye on all along.
Then you'll go with Ruby and me Saturday night?
Oh, try and stop me.
Well, listen, we'll meet the girls after they're off work, and yeah, we'll drive out to Joe's place.
Yeah,
and
sure.
After we get there, we go.
Sure.
Oh, why not?
Help me out. I'm trying to watch the road.
How about my little Pearly Girly? Another little drinky winky?
No, thanks.
Oh, come on.
Hey, how about me, big boy?
Okay, here you are, Ruby. Hand this over to Ruby like a pal, will you, Pearl? Pull in the front seat sort of cramps your reach.
I haven't noticed it cramped yours any, big boy.
Why, Miss Iceberg, how you talk? Come on, baby, warm up, huh?
Stop, Ray. Behave yourself. Oh, we're coming to Joe's place. Can you make the turn, Terry?
Oh, just watch me. Oh, how was that?
God, Terry, I thought I was going to fall right out.
Oh, how good you with these outdoors, baby.
Here we are, Liz. Stop.
Well, now for a little two-fisted drinking.
Okay, let's go in.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. If we're going to make this a drinking party, let's go somewhere where we can all be more free and easy than at a roadhouse like this.
Oh, no, not yet, Ray. Let's dance a while now that we're here.
Yes, let's. I feel just like dancing.
Well, sure, that's what we came here for.
Okay, I surrender. All out. Out you go, Pearly Girly. Come on, get off Papa's lap.
Okay.
That's it. Now Papa will swing his wooden legs out.
Well, I believe you dropped something, Mr. Bracken.
Maybe it was his watch.
Oh, a gun.
A what?
Hey, what did you bring that for, Ray?
For protection, stupid. Out on these deserted roads, you never can tell, you know. All are not state police who use flashlights.
Oh, for heaven's sake, put away the artillery. This is a social, not a war day.
You said it. Yeah. Well, let's go in. Come on.
All
yeah,
right,
come
sure.
on. Let's go.
There, how do you say? Good evening.
Good evening. Let's get
dancing. Dancing? What's the hurry of the evening, John? It's only 11 o'clock.
Last dance, folks. Last dance.
Girlie, you sure can move your feet.
You're not so bad yourself. Where's Ruby and Terry? This is the last dance.
Oh, why worry about them?
Oh, here comes Ruby now.
Yeah?
Hey, you lovebirds. Come on, let's get started before the crowd does.
Oh, where's Terry?
Oh, that milk toast had to go and get sick. I've been sitting in the car for the last hour holding his head. Poor Terry. I've almost felt the same way.
Yeah?
Well, I'm higher than a kite if anyone wants to know.
You and me both, Ruby.
I certainly feel my
best. Well, too. Well, let's go. I feel like taking the town till it looks like a rainbow.
Okay, let's go. Whoopee. Whoopee.
Terry.
I am. Stop telling me how to drive, will you?
You haven't time for a girl?
I'll say. Whoopsie!
That a girl.
Terry, look out!
Hey!
Oh, my God, you look out.
Is anybody hurt?
Just bumped my head.
I'm all right. You all right, Terry?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Well, I guess we better get out and see what's happening to the old buggy.
Gee, look at them headlights.
Oh. Well, Terry, there's a perfectly good wheel gone.
My poor little roaster.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're here, folksies.
Yeah.
Right here. I guess we better find a place to phone.
Oh, there's a place over there. An auto camp.
Just the thing. What does the sign say?
Wait a second, I'll look. Chain up auto tourist camp. Tourist tourist.
Looks like Tom's Ferraris to me.
She's right. The little girl with the red hat is right. Oh, boy, this is luck. Look, it's an empty cottage. Come right on in, folks.
Come on.
Oh,
I'll take it.
All
we
right.
Got to stick you again.
Ray.
What?
There's the office over there.
Yeah.
Aren't you going to phone for another car?
Well, what's the rush? This looks like a perfect end of a perfect party.
You mean...
Sure, the end of a perfect party.
I'm leaving.
No.
Don't hold me.
No. Hey, where are you going?
Back to town.
Hey, no, wait. You can't go like this.
Can't I?
Now, you listen to me, Pearl. You're a good sport, ain't you?
Let me go.
Hmm.
See here?
Where are you going? You can't walk back to town.
I'll walk every step of the way, Pearl. I'll stay here another minute.
No, you don't.
Stop.
Come here, baby.
Stop.
No. Didn't I bring you to this party? Didn't I buy you liquor and food?
All right. Let me go, you thief.
Well, you little devil, you. Oh, my God.
The shot. Harry and I ran out of the cottage. We saw Pearl lying on the ground and Ray bending over.
Well, what happened then?
He got up and he come toward us and he says, "My God, she shot herself with my gun. Let's get out of here before anybody knows she was with us."
Bracken, did you kill that girl?
I don't know. I struggled and I heard the gun go off. That's all I remember. I was pretty drunk, I guess.
What happened to the gun?
Oh, we made Terry stop the car on the way to the hospital. He threw it in the ditch.
That's right, sir.
Hmm.
Oh, Mr. Horton, what will they do to us?
Well, they can't do anything to you and Garson except hold you as material witnesses. But I'm afraid it'll go hard with your friend Bracken here.
You mean they won't believe Pearl shot herself?
Well, of course, we'll base the defense on that. But I must warn you that I don't think the jury will believe it.
Well, then I'll get the death sentence?
No. Life.
Prison. For the rest of my life.
The sentence will most likely be life imprisonment, my boy. But in this state, that means only 15 years with good behavior.
Good behavior? 15 years, huh?
Yes, my boy.
For me, it's good behavior the rest of my life, and I don't mean maybe.
And thus ends the story of Ray Bracken. You can read all the details of this real-life story in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly under the title, Fatal End of a Whoopee Party. This is Wentworth announcing. Your own announcer will now give you further details of the many interesting stories and articles appearing in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.